Well, hello guys, this is your host who is back and sharing his thoughts on a movie that he watched recently. So I'm talking about The Flash that was released in the month of June 23. And let me just share the genre of this movie. This one is American superhero film, and it is based on a DC Comics character of the same name, The Flash, and it is being adapted by a comic called Flashpoint, I believe, and it is being directed by Andy Muschietti, and it is the 13th installment under the DC Extended Universe. So what is the plot line of this movie? So The Flash happens to be helping Batman, played by Ben Affleck in this movie, like Bruce Wayne, helping Bruce Wayne and Diana Prince, the Wonder Woman, in the movie while there was a robbery happening in Gotham City. And next thing we see, he helped them out perfectly fine, and he traveled back to a point where his mother was alive, and he was dreaming of having that current moment of his life once again. But when he sees his younger self running out of the home, crying out loud, and then the emotional breakdown happens, though he was on a call with his father, who was in the Gotham City jail for not killing his mother. Like, he was blamed for killing his own wife, Nora, mother of Flash. So Flash has a emotional breakdown, so he run fast he can, and then he sees him doing the time travel thing. So he gets in touch with Bruce Wayne, the Batman, and Batman explains that if he does the time travel and undo his mother's death, then it will be having a consequences in the universe, in the past and the future itself. But Barry had some other ideas, so he traveled back to the time and tried to change the past, and it had consequences. And after returning back, he had to change it once again, and while doing that undo process again in the past, he gets struck by a speedster of another timeline. So he gets stuck in 2013, where he meets his current Barry version of 2013, and the day he met the 2013 version of himself, he gets to know that's the day he got his power. Like, he got struck by lightning and mixture of some chemicals. Like, he was working in laboratory of Gotham City, and he got struck by lightning and some chemical influence fusion with it, so he got his power like that. But while trying to give 2013 Barry the power of Flash, Barry of current universe loses his power, and now Zod is here. So he has to assemble all the Justice League members to stop Zod from killing the universe. So he has to find Arthur Curry, like the Aquaman, there was Cyborg, and there happens to be Diana Prince also, the Batman and Superman. But he remembers certain timelines again in the past that makes this Justice League thing to happen. All the characters of the Justice League to come together for fighting the crime. So he knocks out one by one, and he thinks only Superman was kind of alive at that current situation. So he tries to track down the Kryptonian's pod that brought Superman to Earth, and for that he has to get in touch with Batman of that universe. He gets to Bruce Wayne's mansion, but he finds a old retired Batman who is not in the mood to help Barry out, both of the Barrys out in this situation, because real Barry of current universe doesn't have his power, but 2013 universe Barry has his power, but he uses it uses the power in a non-useful way, like he does something and he wants to do something but happens something else. So he current Barry doesn't trust 2013 Barry with his powers, so he tries to track down the Kryptonian ship so that Superman can come and help out Flash in stopping Zod. But it ends up like Zod has already killed Superman while he was like shipped from Krypton to Earth in an escape pod. He was killed by Zod. So only the Kryptonian who is living on Earth is Zara. Kara or Zara or something. Kara. And she has to stop Zod now. Barry is like he wants to get his power back, so he gets an idea of doing the infusion of chemicals once again and getting struck by the lightning with the help of Batman, and Batman gives him the help that he needs with the technology, and they try to do that but it fails. But he needs to get struck by lightning in a manner that he was struck back in 2013 so that he can get his power. So their attempt has failed, the circuit get fried, and Batman is out of any help now, like he can't help him out. So we see Kara in Batcave. She thinks she can help them out, and she takes Barry to the sky in front of this like thunder striking, and he gets his power back. Now all the four has to stop Zod from killing the humans on Earth. Like 2013 Barry has to use his powers, and current Barry uses his powers that he got back, and Kara has to fight with Zod, and Batman has to come in action once again with his bat jet or something like that. I don't know what you call that in this universe. And now all of the four are against Zod and his army, but we see Kara gets killed by Zod because she isn't that much of powerful like Superman was. But she is kind of giving the fight to Zod somehow, but she ends up getting killed. But Barry, 2013 Barry, doesn't want to have Kara to be killed because he does have some feelings for Kara, I believe, in the movie. And Batman gets struck by other super powerful commander of Zod's army, and he gets killed also. So 2013 Barry does the time travel like current Barry does, and try to rewind the situation, and they bring out Kara and Batman alive back to the scenario. But it happens again and again, like they both die once again because you can't change the future what brings out. But during the process, current Barry sees the multiverse is collapsing. So he sees the multiverse getting destructed by Barry's time travel thing. And during that process, the speedster who knocked out Barry in 2013 universe is back and is fighting against the process and stopping Barry from not letting 2013 Barry doing his work. And they end up knowing that 2013 Barry is the speedster who has knocked out Barry from doing this stuff. So that was a future 2013 Barry version who knocked out Barry into another universe. So after having some conversation between all the three, 2013 Barry sacrifices himself to save current Barry and he kills himself and his future self also, because future self of 2013 version of Barry is not that good, so he gets emotionally connected to current Barry, so he sacrifices himself for the better future, and current Barry does the time travel thing and has his mother killed once again, and he saves his father from showing his face in the videotape in the supermarket because his face wasn't visible in the recording, CCTV recording. So he somehow manages to undo that, like his father's face comes up in the recording. So his father is like given bail from the Gotham City jail, and now what Barry has to do is he gets in touch with Batman, Bruce Wayne, and he sees Bruce Wayne is not the Bruce Wayne that he was having conversation with in Justice League. Ben Affleck playing as Bruce Wayne in the movie Justice League. Now the Barry's time travel thing has totally changed the character, and when he gets in touch with that person in real time, he sees you are not the Batman that I was talking to. So he's kind of confused. So that time travel thing has made an impact in the multiverse that Barry is doing the thing. So we might get to see some changes in current Batman universe, I believe. So that's it for the plotline of the movie, guys. That's it. So let me just share my point. The movie is totally worth it with the VFX and the animation and the like super flash thing that is happening, like flash lightning and flash movement. But the only odd thing that you can see is that Flash doing the movement with his hands. That's not, I believe, Flash used to do the Flash thing. Like his movement of his hand is kind of odd in this movie, and that doesn't make a good impression about the comic character, I believe. But other than that, the storyline is good, but you get to see Supergirl isn't that much of powerful to stop Zod. With the trailer, you can think she is kind of powerful like Superman, but she ends up getting killed by Zod in the first fight itself. That's not good. And we see Barry having some emotional vibing thing with Batman 2 in the 2013 version of Batman. Like he gets to see his Batman friend getting killed, but he can't do anything about it because he is a speedster and he can do something fast enough before it happens. Like, right, if you see something falling, if your reflexes are too good and you are too fast, then you can stop that thing from happening. But Flash fails in stop Zod from killing Kara and Super Commander of Zod Army killing Batman. So we see certain good characters in the movie, like Flash did the Barry played by the actor did justified thing to the Flash character, I believe. But the movement of his hands during the walk or speed wasn't that much of good. So if you are a fan of DC Universe, you might love the movie, but the confusion between Batman universe has impacted the DC comics, I believe, because in the start there is certain actor who is playing Batman character, like they brought back a old version of Batman that was living in DC Universe that was then changed by Christian Bale, then to Ben Affleck, then to like what you can say Robert Pattinson was playing Batman in DC Universe. So they are creating different versions of Batman in DC Universe itself. So we are getting to see a new face of Batman in this universe, current Flash universe. So there was an idea to bring together a Batman Beyond movie. I don't think it might be happening, like all the Batman coming together to save certain point of characters or something. But let's say it happens, because it might be interesting to see all the Batman characters to play and save out Gotham City for once and all and get back to their original point of universe or something. But not that successful attempt of this movie has made an impact on the thought of the producers and the directors that if they do Batman Beyond thing, will it be successful or not. So that's it for the episode, guys, and thanks for listening. And I did fumble in between and I did say something wrong in between, like the words weren't that fluent, but thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day. See you on the other side. Bye.